is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Good morning to you, Matt.
All right, brother. Poor man. All right, homie, we got Coma Ted on today. He's a Huntington Beach local. He'll tell you the story, but it's all the Neuron Report. Here we go. Ready, set, hit it.
All right, from Huntington Beach, California. Good morning, Coma Ted.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Good. Thanks for being on, Coma Ted.
You're very welcome.
We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, but here we are.
Yeah, I love being on the radio. I got that radio voice.
Right, cool. So tell us how everything started, how you had your head injury and all these different things now and all this stuff, and how you've come back so good.
I was in a coma for a month and a half after falling off my bicycle, having a subdural hematoma bleeding inside the brain. After two brain surgeries, the first one was a 50-cent piece on the left side of my head, and then a shunt on the left corner of my head, by my temple. I was in a coma for a month and a half, and I came out, and now I'm doing good because, you know what? It's all about the positive attitude. Positive, positive, positive beats negative anytime, any day, anyway.
When did this happen? How long ago?
In 1987, February 27th, coming up on February 27th, 1987, fell off a bicycle, was riding down Ontario in Corona, and I did a cross up off the curb and went down in the bushes and hit my head on the ground and came out with a coma, in a coma after two brain surgeries. But
he's older than me in coma years.
Yeah, there you go, Matt.
Are you
able to walk and talk? You can talk, obviously. Or can you walk? Or you know,
he's doing sign language.
I walked. I can walk. I use my cane. I call my cane John. John McCain. A C&I cane.
Oh yeah, he's a comedian too. Yeah, I got a joke that he told me.
Hold on, Matt. Matt's got a joke that you told him, Coma Ted. Go ahead, Matt.
Why do farts smell? So deaf people can enjoy them too. It's kind of cool, but it's kind of funny. It's on the editing level.
I was walking down the street the other day with my cane, and this guy came up and stopped me. He says, "Hey, man, you like blind all the time?" I said, "Nope, just from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
I was walking into Walmart, right? It was a beautiful day.
What helped you get – how old were you when this happened?
I was 11, going to be 12 and 8 days.
So how old were you when it happened?
I was 11 years old, going to be 12 and 8 days.
Sorry, 12th birthday. Yeah,
so you're
– I hear you.
You're 47 now?
I'm 48. Close.
All right. And do you have a job? Or, I mean, are you able to, you know, function pretty regularly?
Blind. I'm blind. I can't see anything. But I can get around. I go walking around. I walk around with my Coma Ted shirt on. And this guy was in Huntington Beach where I live, and he's like, "Hey, I saw you on walking down the street in that Coma Ted shirt." I said, "Yeah, why don't you stop me, man?"
have you met Coma Ted, Matt?
No, not yet. We're going to meet up pretty soon. It's going to be good. I want to get him on the water bikes and all these different things, you know?
What do you think of Coma Ted? He sounds like he's just tremendous.
Yes, dude. I mean, he's in a whole other episode, too. Everyone that I have here has been in a whole different episode. We're all in the same boat, but just different oars.
There you go. That's good. Different oars. All same boat, different oars.
So did the head trauma cause you to go blind then as well?
Yeah, actually. Well, maybe like 30 years later after my brain surgery. It affected my vision on my left eye. Couldn't see as good as my right eye, but I can only see a quarter out of my right eye now. But my left eye, I can't see anything out of. But it's the positivity that my mom and dad gave me when I was coming out of my coma.
Yeah.
If you put, "Oh, woe is me, oh, woe is you," oh, what was you? Oh, what was you? You're not going to do anything. But mom and dad said, hey, we'll start anew, like clear the page. Okay, now what can you do? What can you do? And what can you do? And anything. Somebody says, oh, you can't do that. Oh, yeah, watch me. You know?
And that's a good thing about everything I've been doing, too. That's the same thing. You know, when one door closes, another door opens.
Exactly. And it's probably going to be.
I'll go for it, Dad. Sorry.
It's a window closes, the other door opens, and you look out and you say, oh, okay, I can do it. It's the positivity, though, the mindset, the positive. I've been negative maybe two times in my life. And, I mean, I'm not negative. I'm always positive. It's always, hey, I can do it. I can do it. You can do it. We can all do it.
You know, it's just, my dad, who's 100 years old, his saying is, every day is a good day. Some are better than others.
Well, every day is a good day. It's been above the ground. That's what I heard.
Yeah, well, no, that's a good saying from your dad. Every day is a good day. Some days are better than others and above the ground. As long as we're breathing, as long as we have the blessings that we have, we're here.
What do you do for a living? What type of work do you do, Comatech?
Me? I used to work at Lowe's, where I was a greeter at Lowe's, and two beautiful women are walking in and asked me, "Hi, do you know where the stud finders are?" I took my hat off and said, "Well, ladies, right here."
In your brain.
No, and they were all laughing. I was like, "That's not funny." I said, "By the way, how you doing?" then these two older guys are walking in and they asked me, "Hey, man, do you know where the doors are?" And I said, "Sir, I'm sorry, but Jim Morrison died in 1971, and I don't think he's coming back." And they were all laughing. Like, "No, man, the doors." I was like, "Oh, yeah, I just walked through two of them." I said, "What are you, Stevie Wonder?" I said, "Ebony and Ivory left the building with Ray Charles right behind."
But what do you just go for walks now? You just getting along, doing all your stuff, right?
Yeah, well, I got a girlfriend. She's not a blow up doll anymore. her name is Brittany. And, we've been going out for like a year and a half or whatever. And it's cool. I love my life now. Hey, do you know why the lifeguard couldn't save the hippie?
No. Why?
He was too far out, man.
Yeah,
we had to have Coma Ted. You want to invite Coma Ted to your golf tournament and have him do some stand up on stage?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
That'd be good. We're gonna have it all. He's gonna be there too. I don't know if he's gonna golf too though. But we gotta get. He said he has to get some good attire. But I said it doesn't matter.
You guys know why golfers wear golf
and then after party. But yeah,
hey, it's gonna. Do you guys know why golfers wear two pairs of pants, Ted?
He's going to tell us another one here, Matt. What?
Do you guys know why golfers wear two pairs of pants?
Why do golfers wear two pairs of pants?
Because they might get a hole in one.
Oh, shoot.
Comatech.
Okay.
Comatech, thank you for being on, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you, poor man.
Yeah, great example of you know, just
positive. And even when you know you're going through your stuff, you lose your sight, you got to keep it positive no matter what.
Yeah, that's the garden. Dig it. I mean, it's like, hey, you know, I could be worse off. I'm looking at myself and saying, I could be worse off than I am right now.
Yeah.
So why not cherish the things I have versus dwelling on all the things that I lost?
Well said. Thank you, Coma Ted.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thanks, Ted. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I'm not kidding. You really ought to have him do some stand up at your
golf tournament. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. So yeah, it's gonna pop out before the show goes, or while on the mic while we're playing golf.
Yeah, whatever you're gonna do. That's April 18th at the Newport Beach Golf Course. Is second annual Matthew Thomas. What's your handicap? That's the name of the golf tournament, right?
Yes. Tripping ain't easy. What's your handicap?
Yeah. And
because you trip on the golf. Oh, man, why didn't I make that shot?
So,
you know, but hey.
Yeah.
And my song.
Oh,
my
but song, I was just going to.
I know you might want, huh?
I was just going to say more information on the golf tournament at your website, right?
Positive-matters.org. Or you can reach me at 949-375-1178.
Okay, and yeah, your song with Trash, our musical theme of the day.
I think it's a Sesame Street song. I love Trash. It could be a good song for...
Yeah, one last song, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I love Trash.
Yeah, I think we may save that one, if you're okay with that, Matt.
No, I'm KO with it, man.
All right. Matthew.
But yeah.
All right, Matthew Thomas, Straight Out of a Coma. And nice one. Good one today.
All right, thank you. I got people from the Stroke Warriors, Inc. I got this girl from New York that's going to be on next week. I got a guy from Sydney, and I have the leader that is the that does this Stroke Warriors, Inc. But she has a class Friday at that time, and so could we maybe schedule her? And the guy from Sydney, would we be able to get him on Skype, on Instagram? We got to talk to your technology friend.
Yeah, we'll work it all out. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Okay, thank you, man. Peace. Have a good day.
All right.
And hello, Lindsay. Bye.